The Summer Child. It was clear from the very start that nobody at Bakken liked him. He was a thin, gloomy child of 11 who somehow always looked hungry. The boy should have aroused people's most tender, protective instincts, but he just didn't. Partly it was his way of looking at people, or rather of observing them, with a suspicious, piercing stare that was anything but childlike. And then he would hold forth in his odd, precocious way, and dear God, the things he came out with. It would have been easier to overlook all this if Elis had come from a poor home, but he did not. His clothes and his suitcase were clearly expensive, and his father's car had delivered him to the ferry landing. It had all been arranged by advert and telephone. The Fredrickson family were offering a holiday home to a child for the summer out of the goodness of their hearts, and for a small fee, of course. Axel and Hannah had discussed it thoroughly. All the big city children in need of fresh air, woods, water, and good food. They had said all the things people usually say to convince themselves that only one course of action would allow them to sleep easily at night. Meanwhile, there was all the rest of the work that had to be done in June. Many of the summer residents' boats were still on their slips, and a couple of them hadn't even been properly checked over. And so the boy arrived, carrying a bunch of roses for his hostess. "You really didn't need to, Elis," said Hannah, thanking him. "Or was it your mother who sent them?"
"No, Mrs. Fredrickson," Elis answered. "My mother's remarried. It was my father who bought them."
"Very kind of him. But couldn't he have waited a little before driving off?"
"I'm afraid not. An important conference. He sends his respects."
"Yes, yes, right," said Axel Fredrickson. "Well, let's get aboard and get home. The kids can't wait to meet you. That's quite a suitcase you've got there."